Well, now I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Dennis Kerwin to look ahead to the 2023 Cheltenham Festival, which gets underway on Tuesday. Dennis, I suppose we'll start with Nicky Henderson's Constitution Hill. It's the big star of the festival. Can anyone beat him in the champion hurdle?
Hi, Owen. Yeah, he certainly is. There's no question or doubt about it. This has been the talking horse for quite some time, and he's 3-1 on for the champion hurdle, which is probably going to be the shortest priced favourite in the history of this particular race. And it has a long and fabled history. So it just goes to show you how good a horse, or you know, what type of superstar this horse actually is. The fact that he's 3-1 on to win a race of this magnitude. And yeah, he's done absolutely nothing wrong. He won the Supreme Novice in a hack canter last year, beating the course record. And he's subsequently gone on and won the Fighting Fifth in Newcastle, and then won the Christmas Hurdle at Kenton, again head in chest without any great difficulty. So he's a worthy favourite. Willie Mullins takes him on with the likes of State Man, who is the best around at the moment from an Irish perspective. There's no question or doubt about it. And winner of the Irish Champion Hurdle, and he has the likes of Vauban as well in the race. But you would have to think that Constitution Hill, bar a fall, it's his race to win on. And I hope he does win it, because racing needs superstars, and this guy is a real superstar of the racing game at present.
Yeah, in the opening race of the festival, it's the Supreme Novices Hurdle, which looks set to go to the way of Willie Mullins, doesn't it?
It does, yeah, there's no doubt. He has a very, very strong hand at it. I mean, the biggest, I suppose, danger to him might be Marine Nationale for Barry Connolly, who you heard there a few moments ago in your interview. Barry's very bullish about Marine Nationale's chances, winner of the Royal Bond Novice Hurdle in fine style at Fairy House before Christmas, and has been kept fresh for this race. And Barry Connell and Mikey O'Sullivan with a big winner at Nace today, that will certainly put them in the mood. But you're right, Willie Mullins is the one who looks certainly to be the one holding all the aces. On, he's got Facile Vega, who is the winner of the bumper at Cheltenham last year, disappointed last time out, but Paul Townend held his hand up, said he went too fast, and you know, is going to, you know, try to make amends here in what is a fairly decent contest. You know, there's five or six horses that you could make a serious case for. Ilete Tomp also comes in Willie Mullins' yard, the mount of Danny Mullins, and will have his chance. Tamouris is the hope of Paul Nichols, and you know, Harry Cobden is probably one of the best jockeys around at the moment. Paul Nichols hasn't had a winner at the Cheltenham Festival in 2 years, so this would certainly be breaking his duck, and is a long-standing duck, as I say, that he has. But he has a decent enough hand at this year's festival, and Tamouris has a decent chance in our opener. But you, as you say, Facile Vega is the strong favourite for the race, and Willie also has Ilete Tomp. And an interesting runner in this race, Owen, is Diverge for Willie Mullins again, in the Chris Jones colours. And Diverge is actually a son of Frankel, and he's an entire he's a colt, and most horses who run in National Hunt races have been gelded, whereas Diverge still is a full colt, and he's 16-1 chance, and won a maiden hurdle at, I think it was Punchestown, by nearly 20 lengths. So he could be the dark horse of the race.
And of course, the Arkle looks a match between John Bonnell, Fabiolo. Or can you see anyone else playing a factor in that race?
Yeah, it does. On paper, it certainly does. El Fabiolo for Willie Mullins in the Simon Munier colours. Was very impressive in winning the 2 mile novice chase at the Dublin Racing Festival. Almost came down 3 out and picked up beautifully to win that race under Darrell Jacob. Paul Townend takes the ride on this occasion. And John Bonn, the mount of Aidan Coleman for Nicky Henderson. Well, John Bonn again comes into this race. Last year he was second behind Constitution Hill in the Supreme Novices Hurdle. He beat El Fabiolo in a terrific running of the entry hurdle, and that was last April. And then this time round, he's again done very, very little wrong. Wasn't exactly impressive the last day in Warwick, and perhaps that's why El Fabiolo might shade favouritism. Looks between the two. If you were looking for something in the race, maybe at a little bit of each way value, you might look to the likes of Saint Ra, who is a very, very good hurdler, a highly rated hurdler, and you know, if this race is run at a strong pace, he might just come off a strong pace and maybe pick up the pieces if the front two basically took each other on too quickly. But it looks on paper to be a match between John Bonn and El Fabiolo.
And of course, Dennis, in day one, we also see Honeysuckle's last race. Can she go out on top?
Yeah, it'd be great. It'd be great to see her do so. It would be a real fairy tale if that were to happen. This is one of the races of the festival own. She's going to be favourite for it. But you've got last year's winner of the race, that's Marie's Rock, in there again for Henderson and the Boinville. And if any of your listeners are looking for a value bet at this year's festival, it might be Nico de Boinville to be top jockey. I think his odds were around 6 or 7 to 1. He's got some brilliant rides. He rides the aforementioned John Bon and Constitution Hill, and Marie's Rock in this race. And he also has a couple of other very, very good rides over the course of the festival, like Shishkin and Lucia. So he might be a bit of value at 6 or 7 to 1 to be top jockey, because Paul Townend will end up having to split his aces on a few occasions. He'll have a difficult choice to make, and you know, it's quite often the second or third string of Willie can win one of these grade ones. But it would be fantastic to see Honeysuckle win and end her career. This is going to be her last ever race, two-time champion hurdler, going in here off the back of finishing third in the Hatton's Grace Hurdle, and she was second, beaten 4¾ lengths by Statement the last time out in the Chanel Irish Pharma Champion Hurdle. She loves Cheltenham, and it would be brilliant to see her go out and win.
Yeah, of course, it'd be brilliant to see such a fantastic horse to go out on a win. I suppose, Dennis, to open day three, there's a very good renewal of the Ballymore Novices Hurdle.
Yeah, very much so. It's cracking up. And, you know, you're again, I mentioned to you about Barry Connell having good land for the race, and good land is a horse who who won a grade one at the Dublin Racing Festival, and he holds in very, very high regard. But it's a terrific little race. You've got Gaelic Warrior. You appreciate the step up and trip. You can be keen, so the step up and trip will definitely suit. And you know, you've got a horse called Impere Pass, who everybody's talking about as being maybe one of the superstars of the future. And he won at Punchestown at the Grade 2 Moscow Flyer Hurdle in serious fashion the last time, having won his maiden hurdle at Nace the previous December in very eye-catching fashion. Impere Pass, very interesting runner. And again, you don't hear Willie Mullins too often getting excited by horses, but this is, and he's had the best of the best, and he really is very, very sweet on this Impere Pass in the opener, and you would think that's the one that will take all the beating. But it's a contest with great depth and great strength and depth to it all.
In the rains forecast at Cheltenham, will it be a big help to Energamin, who, as he bids to retain his champion crown?
Should be, yeah, absolutely. There's no question or doubt about it. He won last year and won very, very well. You know, he I don't know if it was the strongest champion chase in the world, and Shishkin bowed out of the race early. Now he wasn't particularly impressive the last day. He was workmanlike. He was third in the Clarence House chase at Ascot back at the end of January, and I suppose, you know, that if he had won that race handy, he'd probably be odds on for this race, but he didn't. And Edward Stone comes into this race, and he was second in that Clarence House chase behind Editor de Gite, and you know, beat Emergamine by 6½ lengths on that occasion. Edward Stone, the mount of Tom Cannon for Alan King, and you know, you would have to think that if on better ground, Edward Stone, you would say, definitely is the one for the money. And you know, with all the rain coming, and Ergamine won last year's race, and it was a veritable bog. It rained heavily the night before, and it rained on the day consistently. It was a downpour from early morning, and it was right up in Ergamine Street, and he won the race. But you have to go back and look at that Editor de Gite we mentioned, beat both of them in that race, and is likely to be a decent price. I'll just check the price he is, but I would say he could be a little bit of value in that particular race. But you know, you would imagine, and it looks on paper, that it's a match between Edward Stone and an Ergamine, and with preference, if the ground was a little bit heavier, perhaps for an Ergamine.
Yeah, the cross country, it has two of Gordon Elliott's at the top of the market in Galvin and Deltawerk. How do you see that race faring out?
Two high class sorts, both grade one winners, and it's not a race I'd be getting too heavily involved in. It looks on paper to be a match between the two, and I think you could do a little reverse forecast on both, because I could see both of them fighting it out. But you know, I wouldn't. Deltawerk, perhaps the fact he won it last year, you probably remember, beat Tiger Roll, and it was a bit like somebody shooting Bambi last year when Delta work it up to beat his illustrious two-time winner of the entry Grand National Tiger Roll to this race. But yeah, probably Delta Work deserves to be favourite, but it's not a race I'd be having too much of an interest in.
Yeah, and of course, Dennis, too, day four starts with the Triumph Hurdle. Willie Mullins again dominating the market there.
The Triumph is the Friday race, but the Stairs Hurdle is the principal race on the on day three. And again, this is a cracking little contest. You've Blazing Cal is the favourite, but a horse that's kind of gone under the radar on is Flooring Porter, who's won this race for the last 2 years and hasn't had the ideal preparation for the race, also suffered a little bit of an injury setback. But Gavin Cromwell, his trainer, is very, very happy with him and wouldn't be sending him for this unless he felt as though he had a chance. And if he can show the form of the last couple of days, he would certainly, I would imagine, would go close. A horse here for a few quid each way is a horse I fancy. Is home by the Lee, the quirky sort, trained by Joseph O'Brien, but he's done a brilliant job with him, won very impressively the last time out. Again, you know, is a horse who will be suited by that longer trip of 3 miles, and the more rain that falls, the better for him. You mentioned the Triumph Hurdle on the Friday. Well, yeah, again, this looks like a Willie Mullins guaranteed certainty. And just a word on Willie Mullins' own. When Willie started off training Cheltenham winners, was back in 1995, and his first winner was a tourist attraction. And by 2007, he managed to reach 10 winners. And 15 years later, he's approaching 100 winners. So that'll tell you how extraordinary the strength of Willie Mullins' stable has become over the past 15 years or so. But he's got Lossie Nowt here and Blood Destiny and Gala Marceau. They're the three market leaders. And, you know, Lossie Nowt, again, everybody was saying that Lossie Nowt, the filly, has the mare's allowance in the race and is a worthy favourite. But Blood Destiny is a horse that a lot of people hold in very, very high regard. And again, this is not a race I'd be getting too heavily involved in from a punting perspective. But it looks a match between Lossie Nowt and Destiny, both from the Willie Mullins yard.
Yeah, and of course, Dennis, the main race of the day on Friday. A lot of eyes be tuned into it. It's the Gold Cup. Is Galopin the Champ the worthy favourite for that Gold Cup?
Yeah, definitely. I think so, Owen. It's an intriguing race. Probably doesn't have the kind of strength and depth that it has had in previous years. But like, Galopin de Champ has loads of class. He has pace. He jumps well. He's got stamina. He's a lovely traveller. He's ideally suited for this particular race. You need all of those attributes to have any chance of winning it, and he had most of those in spades. Then you have Brave Man's Game from the Paul Nicholls yard. He knows how to win Gold Cups. He's done it so many times in the past. He won the King George Chase at Christmas. The big question is, can he stay 3 miles, 2 furlongs up that stiff finish up the Cheltenham Hill? And only time will tell. You've got Plutard, who won it last year in very eye-catching fashion for Rachel Blackmore. Of course, Rachel, the superstar of the festival for the last couple of years. She rode 6 winners there and became the first woman ever to be crowned champion jockey at the festival back in 2021. And last year, of course, she completed a memorable Champion Hurdle Gold Cup double. And if Plutard can return to the type of form he showed last year on, he may well warm the tail of Galopin de Champ. Then you have a couple of other interesting runners, the likes of Noble Yates, who won the Grand National at Aintree last year. He's coming into the race again, you know, slightly under the radar, and it'll be some training performance of Emmett Mullins could get him to win the Gold Cup, because no horse in the history of the Gold Cup, I don't think, has ever won this race without having won a graded contest beforehand. And then you have Statler, who won the National Hunt Chase over 3 miles 6, and the more rain that would fall, the more of a chance you would think Statler has. And there's plenty of rain forecast. There has been quite a bit over the last couple of days, and there's due to be a good bit more over the next few. So anybody who's backed horses that like soft ground, it looks like you're going to get your wish.
Yeah, and finally then, Dennis, what are your best bets for the festival?
Well, a horse I really, really like is a horse called Mighty Potter. And he's going to try and notch up a third Turner's Novice Chase for Gordon Elliott. And for many, many people, he will be the nap of the meeting. He's a gorgeous horse, a great jumper. He looks a Gold Cup horse in the making. He couldn't handle the preliminaries last year. He was pulled up at the Supreme Novices Hurdle, but he's an older and a wiser horse this year and has all the attributes to win this Turner's Novices Chase and could be a Gold Cup horse for next year. I like the looks of Impervious in the mayor's chase on the last day if things aren't going great. That's a mayor of Colin Murphy, who's trained Big Zeb and Brave Inca to victory in Cheltenham in the past, and champion hurdles and champion chases, so he knows his way around. And obviously Constitution Hill is the horse we're all looking forward to seeing. He's not a backing proposition at 11-4 on own, but I think the nap on day one will be Gaillard Dumenil for Willie Mullins in the National Hunt Chase. That's the final race. So if you're not going too well, maybe Gaillard Dumenil will get you out of trouble on the first day. But overall, it's, again, a wonderful festival to look forward to, and it's just racing of the highest quality.